good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps and phones towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, those who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and pray that you are always receiving more insight, more inspiration, motivation, and support in walking in the light of the truth of the all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And I am the one who is always encouraging us to realize that there is one real eye, one absolute eye, the cosmic eye that sees through every eye. And our challenge in this now moment is to really exalt a conscious care and love, to acknowledge and revere the gift of life that is in everything and everybody. To be in a place and space mentally and emotionally and physically and psychically and spiritually where we are honoring our gifts, and to know that there is no gift that is greater than life itself, and that there is nothing that we can do in this now moment that really ensures our success, except for our coming to a point and place where we are willing to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared from all of the transgressions and the violations and the adulteration and all of that which whittles away at our own degrees of self-worthiness and deservedness, the sinfulness, the shame, the guilt, the blame, and all of that that puts us in a position where we are not able to take full advantage of every situation and circumstance to work it out so that we're greater because of it. To take responsibility for what we're choosing, knowing that nobody can make us do things, that we are having opportunity to make choices, and we should consciously be caring to have wisdom in our choosing, and we're choosing that which truly benefits us, and we're using all of our resources and our opportunities to be beneficial to life itself and to the living itself and to the memory of those who've come and gone. We are in a place and space where we must come to that reckoning within ourselves that life is the gift and life is the blessing and life is God, and there is nothing that is greater than it, and the intelligence of existence that is causation for it, the intelligence of existence that is the foundation of it, the intelligence of existence that has designed everything perfectly to reflect its glory and to give itself in the perpetuation and the exaltation and the continuation of itself and its processes and its order and its laws, then we have to come to a point and place where we care to participate willingly as intelligences of existence on behalf of all of existence itself. But that is wisdom in this now moment, to have an understanding and understanding that there are those of us who get up every day and we go and work jobs that do things that undermine the life force of other ones. We are busy advertising and creating slogans and jingles and campaigns for that which has no real purpose towards the exaltation of life and the enhancement of life. We're working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the tobacco, alcohol, sugar, dairy, meat, chicken, and sea creature industries, whose presence is all prevailing throughout all communities. And we're now in a place and space where we have an understanding that the cancer that is so prevalent now, cancer of the brain, cancer of the blood, cancer of the heart, cancer of everything, you understand, where your immunity has been so badly compromised that you get these renegade cells that just begin to eat away at your being. And we have to come to a point and place where we understand that it is the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the flour, the degerminated and refined processed foods, and the sugar that creates it. And it should not be legal, but it is, because we have those who have laid foundation for a system that capitalizes off of the life force of other beings, other ones, other races, other nations, and whatnot, and then exalt in the pompousness, in the egotism that they're the greatest, we're the greatest, and we're the sickest, and the most perverse. And those who are really literally being disqualified for being continued in existence as a result of the detriment that we are to ourselves and other ones, like cancer eating the life force of the world. We're in a place in space where Mother Earth will raise completely up as the waters are warming, the ice is melting, the storms are brewing, the fires are burning, the earthquakes are happening, the volcanoes are activating and whatnot. And we have to realize that our day and time is numbered here, and we should be leaving the place, having graduated the class of Earth residency, having fulfilled duty, obligation, and responsibility to truly be in a place where we care to be in the truth and the light, care to love that which beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls, care to be in a place and space where we are invoking and calling forth the greatness of the lineages that we represent, and that we're not limiting ourselves to being of this lineage or that lineage, but to realize that our DNA and that which is our genetic inheritance is much more diverse than we can possibly imagine, so that we have to get to the root of our commonality, which is the fact that we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it has breathed the breath of life in us, and we've become living spirits within these body temples, but we're dwelling in the reality of this phenomenal reality that is life itself, spinning in that space that is cosmic, that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to realize that these body temples are designed perfectly for this atmosphere, for this dispensation, and that we have the opportunity to do that which other ones may not have known to do, those who preceded us in life and preceded us in leaving or preceded us in dying. We have to come to a point where now we're realizing that we're already suspended in the realm of eternity. We're in flotation and rotation, upheld by an absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. It's all pervasive. It fills all spaces, and our lives are its life, and its life is our lives, and we should be truly reverencing and appreciative and filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessedness in being, and consciously caring to be blessings in being blessings unto all. And in order for us to really get into the frequency of the energy of what that is as love, love being the harmony of the truth of existence, and the truth being our oneness as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and how intelligent this absolute and supreme being actually is in having gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody everywhere. And all of the creatures, everything that sees, everything responds to love. The plants respond to love. The atmosphere is intelligent enough to respond to love. And if we really care to live and to thrive and to prosper and to truly activate and step into the abundance of the light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power that allows us to truly be an honor and a glory into the legacy of the lineages that we represent, then we would care to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are walking as resurrected beings, that we are able to reverse whatever issues have crystallized in our tissues that have been labeled this, that, or the other as whatever degree and stages of dis-ease, so that we are literally being reoriented in the truth of ourselves. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would set us free. And I'm saying to us to acclaim the truth that I am this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that I am a living testament and can give a living testimonial of the glory of the triumph of your absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth is the reality of my life. I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul unto being whole, heart, body, mind, life, and connected under the auspices of my soul. See, we get what we ask for. And in our asking, we can imagine, we can activate our imaging to see it, to visualize it, to dream it, to give life to it. And to know that it's these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that this is how we create. And we should take responsibility for recreating this realm that is our lives, this realm on behalf of our children, this realm on behalf of our grandchildren, to realize that we should not be dying at all because we dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is its gift to us. It's gifted to us. It is the gift to us. That is us. And it in and of itself does not die. We are not born to die. We were born to live. We were born to master this realm, to master our thoughts and our minds and our emotions, and to come to that place and space where we are consciously creating heaven on earth as a result of the earth already being in heaven. As it is in the heavens, so shall it be upon the earth. And the heaven can be that which is the physical space that is beginningless, endless, and infinite, and the different levels of heaven, the different realms of existence that are so far beyond what it is we can fathom or imagine. But to come to that place where we have cleared and cleansed our body temple so that the blood bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors and behavior-modifying substances that were intended to oppress us at the cellular level, intended to modify us to the degree to which we are not able to respond correctly and directly to being warred against, deliberately created and introduced into our food supply so that we are being anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, violated, and filled with despair and doubt and inhibition and trepidation and all of that which renders us helpless and powerless and faithless and lacking in confidence and all of the virtues of character that we have gifted to us by that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is existence itself. And as these points of its intelligence, we should be extremely, supremely intelligent enough to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us to stand forward, to do that which is ours to do, to look into our own eyes and thank the Creator for allowing God and Goddess to dwell with us in these temples and to make our temples whole so that we are able to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. And when it comes time to leave, we have not died here. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of all of those races and nations and beings whose blood has been spilt upon the earth and within the earth as a result of the inhumanity and the insanity and the brutality of other ones, we have to come to that place where it matters to us to walk in the light of our divinity, to acknowledge the divinity of existence itself, and to know that to be human is to be divine, and to be is to be divine, and to honor the gift of divinity as our true nature, as opposed to our continuing to exalt our right to be wrong and to be sinful and to be in a place where we care to glorify and honor in our wholeness, in our joy and our happiness, in our conscious participation as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence. To know that there is no supremacy in stupidity, There is no supremacy in feeling entitled to undermine oneself or other ones who constitute the other ones of ourselves in the truth that there is only truly one self that is the intelligence of existence. In our coming to a point where we are realigning and reorienting ourselves and our children and our grandchildren to exalt the oneness of existence itself, that everything is our family, everything is sisters and brothers to us first and foremost, and to come to that place where those of us who truly care to lay a greater foundation are caring to right the systems of miseducation and religious training and culturalization and socialization that have put us in a place where we have practiced competitiveness and divisiveness and racism and sexism and homophobia and all of these things that continue to distort our living because we are not loving, we are condemning and judging unfairly based upon what our perception of a thing is and not based upon what the truth of a really of the reality is. And as we are able to get into the higher thought and knowing that we all have been tampered with, and that that garbage that is so readily available that they call food, that is the flesh of dead animals, it doesn't matter whether the animal was killed kindly, it was killed. You understand, there is no killing kindly so that you can feed its flesh to somebody else when we are not flesh eaters by nature. And to feed or feel as though you have the right and are entitled to feed off the flesh of other beings as a human being, feeding off the flesh of other beings, practicing some glorified form of cannibalism, is the root of all perverseness and perversion. Because we were told not to kill. And most people believe that killing other ones is sinful. It is a violation of the primary law of existence. So the intelligence of existence, or that which we refer to as God, as Yah, as Allah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, you understand, Jehovah, Elohim, whatever we may refer to this absolute and supreme intelligence, the creator of all, the absolute and supreme being, to know that it did not intend for us to have to kill in order to be whole, or else we would not have been told not to kill. You say, oh, well, it's just killing animals is okay, because what else are they here for if they're not here for us to eat them? But you're not killing them. There are those who are being hired to kill them, and those who kill daily throughout every day for months and years become very distorted and dysfunctional people. Alcoholics and abusers, child abusers and spouse abusers and whatnot, there is no way to be consistently violating and killing and maintaining your wholeness. Because that's how deep a violation it is. So there is no way to consistently and continuously eat of the flesh of that which has been killed and maintain and create wholeness. It doesn't happen. And this is one of the foundational changes that has to be made in order for us to really be realigned and reoriented and resurrected and restored as a godly people, to regain our humanity, to be realigned with our divinity, to be in that place and space where we are under the grace and the protection, because we are loving being and loving the laws that govern us, and understand that the legalities do not really constitute the lawfulness. That the lawfulness and our attunement to it and our care to be in it helps to secure us in this life and beyond this life. But to realize that life itself is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and the belief in death and the perpetuation of the belief in death is the root of the evil. It puts people in a position where they feel entitled to kill, entitled to be killing themselves, entitled to prosper off of the degradation, the violation, the usurpation, the bastardization, the capitalization off of other races and nations and species, to the degree to which we are turning this paradise into a cesspool. From the refuse that comes from the corporate deities of death and their products. We're in a now moment that requires us to care to be completely cleared and cleansed, to understand that whether it's the AIDS, the cancers, the diabetes, the epilepsies, the seizures, the multiple sclerosis, the muscular dystrophy, the Parkinson's disease, the dementia, the Alzheimer's, I don't care what they call it. Those diseases have no real root in anything that is natural. That they all have come as a result of having unnatural tastes, appetites, habits that have been exercised consistently over time to the detriment of the cells as well as the self that is charged upon the cells. And so in order for us to come to a place where we are healed from it, it cannot be through the consistent bombarding of the cells with more toxicity when the body is already in a state of toxicity, which is creating the disease, the sickness that jeopardizes your life, undermines your quality of life, puts you in a position where it becomes extremely difficult to be so grateful and to be so thankful for the blessedness in being, because you're in pain, you're suffering. But all of this is by virtue of what we are taking from hand to mouth, what we're bringing into our bodies through the chemicals. Taking time to realize that we are so blessed to be the beneficiaries of the gifts, of the labor, of the realizations, revelations, epiphanies, and all of that that has come to us and we have access to through the intelligence of existence as it has manifested and will manifest it through other ones of ourselves whose names we may not be able to call. But in this now moment where we have access to the intellectual property of innumerable ones and ones, that we can access that, or we can get real still, consciously care, where every fiber of our being is completely permeated and penetrated in our overwhelming, uncompromising desire for wholeness, for clarity, for cleanliness, for healing, and to understand that the healing cannot happen except by virtue of the care and the actual cleansing of the body temple, of the blood. And it has to be that which is consistently done daily, consistently over time. Because what you have created from 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of consumption in meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and pharmaceuticals, and any other bastardizing thing, then it is going to take you at least 4 to 6 to 8 to 12 months to really see the difference within yourselves. But that's just the beginning of it, because there are levels and there are depths of realization and revelation and clarity and the invocation and self-actualization of the truth of who and what we really are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence. And so this is far beyond just losing the weight. It's far beyond just getting cute. It's far beyond just being able to get into a bikini or put your Speedos on. It's far beyond all of that. It is about our having the capacity to truly think while we're on the planet, but to really live our lives on behalf of life itself, living and loving the laws, qualifying our lives for continuance in existence, because we are fulfilling the purposes of existence in self-mastery. The mastery of our mind, our lusts, our passions, everything being under our own control, so that we don't let our desire for sensuality and orgasms and sexuality and materiality and all of these things control us to the degree to which we are careless, to the degree to which we are murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, and all of that, but that we are consciously carrying to walk in the integrity of the ones that we are, as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, loving itself as all, harmonizing within the all, aligning ourselves with the intelligence of existence that is the only thing that is guaranteed for continuance in existence, because there is no end to it. But our body temples have to be cleared and cleansed. See, the preachers and the pastors and the popes and all of them have put us in a place where we feel as though we need to have an intermediary and someone to intercede in our behalf with that which we refer to as God. But I'm the one to remind you that with each and every beat of your heart and every breath that you take and every step that you make, that the intelligence of existence is with you, charging you, enlivening you. And that the clearer you become in your intensity of intention and desire to be whole, to be wholly aligned with it, fully aware of yourself as a point of it, digging deep and reaching high to stand in the integrity of your own authenticity, invoking consciously the greatness of the lineages that you represent in the activation of your DNA and changing that which is no longer suitable for you in terms of what has been passed down to you through your genealogy that looks like the precursors for whatever condition that creates illness and disease. We have the opportunity to activate the gene of our immortality by doing the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration to be restored as breatharian, breathing, oxygenating, hydrating the water, coming to that place and space where our nutritional regimen is literally fruit and vegetation, herbs and that which is earth, so that we are literally detoxifying from years of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of the synthetic chemicals that were in the breakfast cereals and the hormones that were in the eggs and the chickens and all of the toxins and mercury and the pesticide, herbicide residues that are in the tissues of the fish. We have to come to a point where we care to truly walk in the fullness of our divinity, activating our talents, skills, and abilities to give our gifts to a rising humanity to stand on behalf of life itself, on behalf of the whole of existence, on behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent. We are these points of an absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should not be dying at all. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you. and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And a special thank you for those who are the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour. And for those of you who are my inner circle, I love you and thank you so much. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to provide us with some time to get real about what's real. It's time for us to get beyond all of the barriers of sex, class, religion, nation, gender, the news, the blues, and all of the other things that may have us distracted and put us in a place, in a space where we're not really exerting our gratitude and thanksgiving. We're not counting our blessings per se. We are allowing other ones and a lot of the other things to rain on our parade and put us in a place and space where we are disappointed, disenchanted, discouraged, feeling less than. And my intention is to make sure that we are always poised in the reality of knowing that we dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That we are animated with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. That there is nothing that can be added to us that is greater than us. And that for this now moment in which we're living, our mindfulness, our thoughtfulness, our consideration, our conscientiousness should be in the absolute reality. That we're absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And as we care to really exalt a full effort in our breathing, in our blessedness, in our coming to a point and place where we realize that we were not born and we did not come to this world to just be in disdain and pain and suffering and violation and subjugation and domination and oppression and genocide. And because we see the evidence of it as a result of ones and ones feeling entitled to dominate and control, to usurp, we have the opportunity to break the spells of oppression upon us. To come to a point and place where we are realizing how all of this has been going on and that we no longer have to participate with it. That participation in our liberation is not just an option, it's necessary. And to come to a point and place where we are all right with being all right, we're all right with being completely cleared of our transgressions and the memory of our transgressions and our adulterations and all of those things that bring shame and blame and guilt and all of that to us. To realize that that was the intention of being socialized on the path of adulteration so that we are experiencing things that weigh heavily upon us, that put us in a place and space where we feel the taintedness of sinfulness. But even though those experiences happened and we may have participated or we may have been violated or whatever, we are not our past. Nor are we our experience. We are literally these points of presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that is the truth of us, that was always the truth of us, that will always be the truth of us. The issue is, do we care to walk in the integrity of the truth of ourselves? Beyond our circumstances and conditions, beyond our socioeconomics, beyond our education, our miseducation, beyond our historical accounts of what we have been told have happened to us, and beyond all of the games, all of the distractions, do we care to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which means that every atom and every cell of our being, when it is well oxygenated, hydrated, mineralized, our systems are alkalized, and we are opening up all channels of elimination so that we are not holding on to waste, then we have the opportunity to really develop and create and cultivate the quality of thought and mindfulness and consciousness that is consistent with who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence. We have to get beyond our divisiveness as a humanity of people. And even humankind, those who are kind of human. We're in a now moment that requires us to really exalt a full effort in regaining and reclaiming and realigning and reconciling our lives with life itself and the administering intelligences and the forces of life itself. Because that's what we should have been supported and cultivated in doing, but no, we had to come under the auspices of those who would care to initiate a death culture. To think that there's some prosperity that can be generated as a result of anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating, stupefying, and reducing those who were from the eternal into those who are fit to be in graves. Our now moment is now. And to be able to respond correctly and directly to this now moment gives us the wisdom. Because we are under the auspices of law. Law that is an inherent part of existence itself. Not the games of agreement and the statutes and the things that men have created. But the reality that there is absolute law that governs our being, and that the fulfillment of the law is absolute love. And to come into love means that we are able to wrap our heads around the reality that every eye that sees, sees as the eye of God. That every heart that beats and everyone that breathes and has breath has the right to its life. And as intelligences of existence will exalt a full effort in its living, do nothing to undermine itself, know its food, excrete its waste, know its kind, and care to perpetuate itself, and then be able to respond correctly and directly when it senses that its life is being threatened. And the only reason that the people are not doing that is because the behavior has been modified through all of the chemicals, the nitrates and nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the potassium metasulfites, and all of the other preservatives, synthetics and whatnot, the shelf stabilizers and the foods and whatnot that are literally concentrating, saturating, and contraindicating in the cells of us, the tissues of us. And so I'm the one who is reminding us that we are all these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that intelligence has not gifted us so much of itself to dumb itself down, to anesthetize it, inebriate it, intoxicate it, stupefy it. You understand? So to do that and to put all of these products on the market and then program us to caring to be in a place and space where we want to be inebriated and intoxicated. We want to be high off something somewhere all the time. We are not consciously caring to be in our sobriety, to be rightly aligned with the gift of life and the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization. We would prefer to eat that which has no substance, that has no minerals, has nothing that the body needs. We would prefer to fill up on it than to be fully alivened and enlivened with the elements of life, thereby creating sickness, illness, and disease, despair, depression, oppression, suppression, inhibition, trepidation, negativity, fear. But it's not ours to embrace. What is ours to embrace is the divinity of our living. That all of life itself is absolutely divine. We are immersed in the realm of eternity already. It is not something that's coming. It is the factuality and the actuality of what is. And if we lift our eyes up, if we keep our heads to the skies, then we would have a greater understanding and an understanding as to the divinity of existence and the miraculousness, the phenomenalness of being itself, in that we are on a planet, have come to a planet that has everything that we need to live decades. Over centuries, consistently regenerating, rejuvenating, having the opportunity to truly mature as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, and our purpose in being on the planet is to self-actualize, self-realize, to be harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, so that we have the opportunity to truly create heaven on earth as the earth is already in heaven. To take responsibility for being the light bearers, for being able to transcend, transform, and transmute everything towards our greater good, so that we are truly exalting a full effort in our living to live in the highest state, in the high morality and high frequency and vibration of absolute light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency. That allows us to walk as liberated beings. That there are no forces of oppression and suppression and depression that could have way in our lives, have power over us, authority over us. There are no ones who have no love, no light, no wisdom and truth, who have any power in our lives except we give it. And to be in a place where we are realizing the sacredness of life and the sacredness of our bodies and our beings and our minds and our spirits, so that we are exercising a greater control as to who permeates and penetrates us. What permeates and penetrates us? What we allow to come into our frequency and vibration. What we entertain and who we entertain. And who we allow to permeate and penetrate every atom and every cell of our being. We're in a now moment that requires us to really go deeper and to reach higher, to walk in the estate of manhood, the progenitor of lineages, and womb manhood, the perpetuator of lineages. To understand that there can be no governments or educational institutions or religions or whatnot that can authorize us to function outside of the order of being who we are as the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people. To come to a point and place where we are glib about our rights to anesthetize and inebriate and intoxicate ourselves and ourselves, that we have the right to undermine ourselves, not realizing the depth of detriment we become to our children and to our lineages as a result of abdicating our responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in each and now moment to a system of oppression, degradation, violation, subjugation. Under the auspices that it makes money. Our parents used to tell us when we were children, a hard head makes a soft behind. In this day, a hard head will get you dead. Now the issue is you don't know how long you will be dead in the realm of eternity. But being in a mindset where we would prefer to live in the obeyance and obedience to the laws that govern us, that we respect, that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and the intelligence of existence dwells with us as us in these bodies, which are our temples, where we commune with that entity that we refer to as God. That these bodies are sacred places and we should keep them clean, that we should be cleansing and clearing them every day even more diligently than we sweep our houses and organize the places where our things are stored, or our cars, or any of the other places and spaces that we may find ourselves in. We dwell in our body temples. And to really come to that place and space where we are worshiping, reverencing, appreciating, loving, expressing our gratitude, taking the time to get clear about what we truly care to experience, and to get into the mindfulness of the experience of it, and consciously being wise enough to be in a place where we want to be enhancing, enriching, facilitating, uplifting, motivating, inspiring. That we care to be the hands of God, the hearts of God, have the mind of God, to come to a point and place where there is nothing that we can do except be the vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, its truth, as our right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where those who should be the providers and the protectors have become the violators, where governments of men feel entitled to assassinate and annihilate and kill and bomb and rape and pillage. We are in a now moment that is calling us to rise completely up from the ditches and valleys of degradation, regardless of who has initiated this error in the way. We have been in a progression of error for centuries, and now is our time to clear our way so that there is a direct line of light to our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and we are able to function under the auspices of our souls. For all of those that you listen to, and for all of the places where you go to worship, you live in your body, and what you do in your body is the evidence of your real care. How you care and how you love. How you be. And that's why the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. To have us in a place where we are careless with ourselves and ourselves. To put us in a mindfulness of mindlessness, thoughtlessness, carelessness. Not caring to care and not caring to know. And we'll miss ourselves. To have lived 60, 70, 80 years feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar, white rice, white flour, white bread, all of this stuff puts us in a position where after a while the cells have been so oppressed that ones and ones who followed that way can no longer breathe on their own. They have to have oxygen tanks and have to have all kinds of surgeries and procedures and all kinds of medications. And I'm saying that this is not the way of life. That is the way of death. And having lived decades on the path of death does not ensure a greater afterlife. Or continuation in life within the spirit worlds. And because our destiny is literally off the planet, and every one of us will someday at some point in time either have a tragic date with fate, or have to leave these bodies, it's best to be in a place and space where you care, to do everything you possibly can to not be trapped, to not succumb to all of the mucus and the phlegm and the toxins and the poisons and the parasites and the organisms and whatnot. You live in that body. Whatever else is in there with you may not have your best interests at heart. They are only seeking themselves and the perpetuation of themselves. These worms and maggots and parasites and whatnot laying thousands and thousands of eggs traveling through your system, causing the rashes and the itching and all of this stuff. So I'm just saying is that it is necessary for us to realize that our cellular liberation is the foundation of our emotional, mental, and spiritual, physical, financial liberation also. We cannot support those entities and corporate deities of death and bring their products into our body and think that there is some real wealth and prosperity that we can have being a detriment to ourselves and ourselves. No matter how much fun one may think it is, the violations, the rape, the incest, the pedophilia, and all of the things that happen under bloodstreams that boil hot with the rot of carcasses and alcohol and tobacco, things that are defiling. We have to realize that cleanliness is godliness, but the cleanliness is not just about your living room and your kitchen and your bathroom. It's about your body temple, your bloodstream, your lymphatic system, and the condition of your brain cells and your glandular cells and your skeletal and your gift that you were given, which is life itself. And the quality and the cleanliness of your blood. Our liberation is predicated on the cleanliness of our blood. The capacity to think, to truly think, to create, and to outthink a system that has created multi-trillion dollar economy in sickness, illness, disease, death, and the management of it, as opposed to facilitating, cultivating, enhancing, enriching the genius, the ingenuity, the talents, the creativity, the sensibility, the high ethic and high morality of the people. To know that those who vie for selection and election to government should have wisdom enough to know how to restore and facilitate the restoration of the light of the people. To generate a real economy of real wealth and real substance in the minds and the lives and the hearts and the giving and the gifts of the people. But to be in a place where you would prefer to make the people careless and mindless and inebriated, intoxicated and whatnot, and then be violators. And then when they're in violation and can't control themselves, and you would prefer to pick them up off the streets and lock them up and then care for them or not care for them. Deny them that which they have rights to. In clean water. And fresh air, fresh fruit and vegetation. Oh, you'd rather lock them up and feed them more of the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and allow them all manners of artificial this and artificial that, creating more disease. A system that is criminal in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death. Is a system that is already fallen, and are people who promote it
are a people who are destined to die. We have the opportunity to flip this script. We have the opportunity to change our ways. We have the opportunity to commit every atom and every cell of our being to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we can stand as a resurrected humanity everywhere that we are, and everyone who is touched by us is influenced towards their greater good. There is no more rape. There is no more violation. There is no more pedophilia. There is no more of the wickedness that scars the spirits of people for the rest of their lives. We're in a now moment where we are being called to rise, to cleanse, to be healed, to become whole, to break the yokes of oppression from around ourselves so that we are able to set a new precedent and paradigm at this threshold of the establishment of the eternal order by harmonizing our lives, our love, our will, our intention with the order of the whole, the establishment of absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, so that we live in an absolute peace and poise, empowered in potency and creativity, faithfulness, creativity, 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 the Creator's activity in our securing our destiny as conscious immortals. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, those whose names we can call and those whose names we will never know, on behalf of all of the great ones who have gifted so much of themselves to us, their ingenuity, their creativity, their realizations, revelations, epiphanies, their intellectual property, we are the beneficiaries of the gifts of so many, so that we can be the gifts for so many. You're in tuned to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.